It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Bumped to the Studio with mid-card Tyrus and Timf, and stepping off her high horse to join us today, back from vacation, of course, is Devin.
Yes, hello.
How was your vacation?
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Where'd you go?
I just went down to the Jersey Shore for a week with my sister.
Did you get drunk the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Just a bender?
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, it was my week off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds about right. What do you... Which side of it is? Because I've been to the Dana Perino side.
Yeah, so right around where Dana Perino.
Because there's two shores.
I'd say about 10 minutes away from where Dana Perino is.
Could you please describe to us the difference between two shores?
Yeah, so there's like a, you know, there's like a old money, classic northeast, like, you
like
know,
what
you'd see at the Hamptons, yeah. You know, houses like that. Down at the shore where it's just these beautiful, you know, hydrangeas, stuff like that, you know, imagine. And then there's another part of the shore, which I also love, which has like the boardwalk and has like a lot more houses. It's not as spread out.
She doesn't want to say
stuff like
four
that.
People.
No.
Yeah, broke.
But that's honestly where I used to go. I used to go every day
to
the beach.
I've never been either one.
And so. I love both. You get a different vibe at both. But no, we go down to Manasquan, New Jersey every year. It's the best. It's just me and my sister this week.
So it's like old money and then like drunk younger people?
Yeah, all over the place. It's like, you know, staying at these, because a lot of, there's these like nice big houses, but in between there's all of these like shore flop houses that are like falling apart that all these like 20 something year olds like rent with their 30 of their closest friends.
And then none of them are friends by the end of it.
Right. And they're just
Oh, they were never friends to begin
just
with.
Just like sleeping under Bud Light cans and things like that. So it's just a mix of fun. Just, you know, a blast.
Speaking of mix and fun, so I had a crazy leg workout today. Got it in all phases.
Still working out at the gym here?
Downstairs, yes.
Okay.
Well, because if I was showering, I'd be frustrated because, as Kat is pointing out, that shower's in high demand with lots
of... Yeah, people just
show
their
shower. It's a huge line.
Shower.
Yeah, I don't get the thing.
It's a big shower destination.
Yes, yes. And Kat, that was great inside journalism on that one.
Yeah.
Solid, as always. That was Catherine.
Catherine C. Timf, yes.
Yeah. And... I usually order my lunch right and I get into my last set. So I figure like I get done, boom, grab my food, go to my office, eat, and then get ready to do our podcast, right? So, but today for some reason, Diamond, my delivery guy, sent me a message going, bruh, I got some stuff going on. I'm going to be late. I'm not going to be there till 2:15. And I said, well, that's a problem.
Got some stuff going on.
Yeah, I always love when someone has your food telling you that they have some stuff going on.
Holding it hostage.
It's going to bring your food with... There's to whatever stuff they have going on.
Yeah.
Their food. It's not just you. It's you and my food.
Like he was bringing my food and he got to say what? Oh, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Like, you know, no. My baby's mama's. There's a friend. There's some dudes in the apartment. I got to go there. So now I got to worry
not
about
with my omelet. You're not.
Yeah. No, exactly. My Tom Kakai soup.
Soup. Oh my God. Well, at least you could reheat that, but that's going to get cold.
You don't reheat soup. Do you?
You can.
You can.
Not that kind of soup's not going
to
be the same.
No. It's like...
Fresh. It
you gotta,
be fresh.
Like, I'm starving here, man. I can't... So, I can't argue with him. And we got a new intern. Actually, I was going for that Andre guy. You know, the monkey guy from Butterfeld?
Yeah.
But he was in the bathroom admiring himself. And apparently, he goes in there for 45 minutes at a time. So, I didn't have time. So, the new guy, Nick, the intern.
Okay.
So I said, hey, I got $20. And before I could even finish, he was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, bro.
You could have asked him anything.
You could have waited. I was like, could you
that's
grab my food for you? Yeah, I like that guy. And I was like, we're on the 15th floor, so we should be seeing
him. All right, Nick.
But, you know, I just...
See how quick he is.
I think it's funny that, like, how money will make... Women are different. When you say, hey, here's I got 20... Whoa, whoa, whoa. Excuse me? What exactly? You know, like... You guys at least investigate. Guys, yeah, I'll do it. Like, cool. There's the lime. There's the shovel. Start digging.
Right.
I needed at least...
He probably would have, too.
6 feet
He's
deep.
He's a real
just
go-getter.
Just got filled 4'5'9".
Here he is.
Oh, my God. Speak of the devil.
Hey, speak of the devil. He's shallow
You can go right... Yeah, go right there.
So Nick's coming
in. All right,
in.
Here comes Nick. All
here
right.
comes Nick.
We're going to let him come in.
Yep, maybe interrogate him a little bit.
We got to see what this guy's about. How quick, when did you put your order in, Tyrus?
Oh, he was there. He met the guy at the door. Like,
wow.
I got a message from Johan.
Johan?
Not John, Johan. And what it is, Nick?
Nick. Welcome.
What a step up, the intern, man. Looking like
Nick.
A young Tom Brady. And he brought his backpack. He's hydrated.
He's got everything. He's got his water bottle.
Yeah. Tom Brady was not attractive. I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
Have you seen that draft picture where he's standing up there shirtless?
I wasn't thinking about your shirtless, Briz, but it's all good.
There
I think
we go.
You give a guy an inch.
Thank you, Nick, for that.
Thanks, Nick.
College
don't act
associate.
Like you didn't get paid, Nick. It's cool. Easiest $20 you ever
so,
made.
So wait,
I'm
you
assuming.
Gave him $20.
20 American
to go
dollars.
Get that.
Well, it's
for
an
you.
Inconvenience, and it's a kind of a sign of arrogance. You know, I realize
I,
Tyrus and Timp have the ability to be like, hey, you, intern, get my food, but I don't like my food spat in.
Do you think, see, so what I would have taken was, hey, I'm going to order food. Do you want me to order it, but you go get it for me? I'd be like, yeah, I'll order a sandwich on your dime and go pick it up for you.
Oh, but I don't want to know him like that.
Oh, okay.
See, the money means like
this
the
right.
transaction
this
instead of friendship.
Okay.
You buy a guy a sandwich, then like he'll start coming around every right. Tuesday like, hey, need me to get something for you? You know, right. like
you don't want Nick hanging around.
You know,
yeah,
and
he'll
Nick's
stop
like,
packing his lunch.
Lunch, because he'll be, and you see he brings everything with him.
You're right.
His
yeah,
water
he's got
bottle,
the backpack.
His backpack.
He's got everything.
He literally went down an elevator to the front door. Apparently he was like Lord of the Rings and going on
yeah.
a journey. Like. Like how smog? Like what? Sorry, Kat, I know you don't watch those things.
He met him downstairs and he had everything on,
yeah.
like as if he was about
he
to evacuate.
He thought he was Bilbo Baggins. He was just
yeah.
about to be on his way again.
No, yeah,
sorry,
no,
Kat.
What? Nothing was. He's like,
I thought he went and picked it up at the restaurant. That makes sense.
But that's a pretty good rate. It's like of $20 for like a minute.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was like a minute.
That's a great rate.
Wow.
And then he literally.
I would love an extra $20.
My description. He critiqued. He said, oh, I'm not a young Tom Brady's ugly. How dare
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's.
He's like, I'm better looking than
yeah,
Tom Brady.
Yeah, pretty much just said he's better looking than Tom Brady.
yeah. Wow.
He's going
this guy
places.
Might be
they
a
have
problem.
A lot of
he
confidence.
He might be going places. I
yeah.
don't know.
They have a lot of confidence.
Yeah, him and Andre are going to get along great. Yeah. There will be a sword fight for Gutfeld's affections on the 21st floor. Kat and I will sell tickets to it. Speaking of
yeah,
selling
speaking
tickets.
Of, so yep. we need to figure out a way to promote it in the show tonight.
I think no matter what the question is, we
yeah.
go back to, well, it reminds me of the time that me and Kat, like, no matter what
yeah,
it is,
we're gonna have to go.
We just keep plugging and see
yeah.
how many segments we can get away with it before.
You got to start off subtle.
Yeah.
Like, so subtle.
Maybe
that, you
even,
know?
Kat, if you correct me, like, Tyrus, that's ridiculous. You need to stop plugging our show. But
it is on.
But it is on,
yeah,
yes, yes.
September
yes.
23rd.
Buy tickets right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we just keep plugging it.
Yeah, you can, like, plug it, and then I can be like, Tyrus, that is so shameless. You don't need to keep plugging our show on Friday, September 23rd.
Yeah, yeah. That is perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
No, actually, that happened on September 23rd when we were having our show at the...
Yes, that reminds me.
It reminds me of that time that happened.
Speaking of September.
All the stories.
Exactly.
I just hope this is all wrapped up by September 23rd.
Yeah. Speaking of Adam Carolla, those of you who are driving a Corolla, there is compact parking.
Yeah. You can find parking at our September 23rd show.
I'm clever. We'll definitely get it in there.
You have to. You have to.
And then he'll probably in commercial break, like, guys, seriously. Seriously. I didn't, you know, come on, like, you know. Don't you dare touch that dial, and if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Remember when we weren't, well, we weren't not nice, but... In the green room, there was, because Gutfeld is very, what's the word I'm looking for? He stocks poop, basically. Like,
yeah, he likes
anything
poop.
That has to do with a bowel movement, he's there. And there was a commercial.
Love stories about
yes,
poop.
And there was a commercial that was going on, but basically, like, diarrhea would follow you around. And it was, like,
yeah.
this woman. And
she
like
was,
this,
like, diarrhea personified.
Oh, it was,
yes.
like, her colon, yeah.
Yeah.
Like her colon.
And it was just following her around a little in a tan, like, bodysuit,
yeah.
just kind of following her everywhere. She was in the green room, and she was kind of mean to Kat. Like, for, like, no real reason. She just, I don't know.
The woman in the commercial?
I was trying.
Yeah.
I was really trying.
And she basically thought I was a jungle gym. So, like, pick me up for a picture. Like, how tall are you? How much do you weigh? How much do you eat? Like, it was never ending. It was just like,
oh my God.
Yeah,
I eat people in tan suits. Keep it up. And so, but nice.
Was she
nice
dressed
person.
As the colon?
No, which I think Greg was disappointed in. I think he was hoping for
Craig,
that.
Craig.
Yes,
Craig Butterfield.
Yes. Not to be confused with Gutfeld. Butterfield.
Butterfield.
And think of Butters, but like, not as cool. And so when she came on, he was basically jonesing. Like, he was, like, giggling. He was, like, a little schoolboy who, like, had his first crush. Like, asking her questions and giggling. And Kat and I decided to bully her. So we just went in, like, oh, you never talked to us like that.
I wasn't necessarily bullying. We were pointing out the difference.
Yeah, I was bullying. I was 1,000%
bullying. I'm not going to say I was bullying.
No, Timf doesn't bully.
Pointing out the inaccuracies.
I was bullying Gutfeld.
Yes.
I was bullying Butterfeld. So, a little bit. And after the show, I basically got a letter like I would get from my mom on a Post-it when, like, I came in the house with, like, dirt on my shoes.
Yeah, we got grounded.
Yeah.
Oh,
do
no.
I have to remove you when I have a special guest? And, like, I was like, no. And he's like, you guys can't behave that way. That behavior is unacceptable. So that's where it gave birth to the scathing email.
Scathing email.
Yes. Basically, yeah. It was going to send us to our room. We were going to go to the green
room.
Sent
from my iPhone.
So yes. You have a special guest. How are you going to make sure you're on your best behavior?
Well, what we just turned it up.
Oh, just double down.
Yeah, we just doubled down.
Yeah, we're just going to say September 23rd.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
So, yeah, Corolla's in trouble.
Checkmate.
Yeah, they stole our room.
Yeah.
And
yep.
they're just going to lay that on us. Not that we don't like this room. I like this room.
Yeah.
I like this
room. Definitely, we're closer.
Yeah, it's not as comfy.
No, we don't have the couches.
Or the TV for me to watch baseball while I come up early.
Now we're in a room for listeners. We're in a room that's, you know, we're a little closer in proximity.
It looks like
radio.
It looks like they had a lot of ideas for this room and just went with all of them.
Yeah.
We have, like, unnecessary screens.
The amount of monitors in here with nothing on them.
Nothing on them.
The amount of sides to this table,
I think it's a pentahexagon?
I feel like a knight of the...
Pentagon? What's it?
Parallelogram.
Well, no, this is only four sides, right?
Well, no, there's a side over. There's like
so
a little.
So it's four sides. So it's some kind of
here.
Gram.
I don't know. And then there's like a glass table in the middle of it.
Yeah, the glass table. I don't understand why.
And
why
just four? Computers that don't
but
work.
But just in one part.
Yeah.
And it's not even.
I don't know.
And then there's, of course, a landline telephone.
Yep. Well, you got to have a landline.
47 microphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and only two.
What kind of podcast are we doing?
And Kat is clearly sitting in the big boy chair because she's got the adjustable
driver's
one.
Seat.
Yeah. She's in the boss chair.
Right.
Which is surprising that Devin didn't make that move.
Yeah, Devin.
Remember when we used to have assigned seats when we come in here? Devin would be like, you sit here. And I was like, what? Does it matter? He's like, you sit here. And you sit there. And we would have Kat do the... the cup
shot.
Oh,
yeah. You always used to.
Yeah.
This was our original studio. Yeah,
yeah,
you used to throw your empty cup in the garbage cans. Yeah,
yeah.
The olden days.
Because that's all we needed for content.
This is where exactly. This is where you got your flowers from Cam for the first time.
Yeah.
When we weighed it.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassing because everybody knew that I had feelings.
Well, not just that. You were in a healthy relationship.
Yeah,
so that
I know.
Was just like,
and
whoa.
We were all very concerned about if I was going to be able to do my job.
Yeah.
Right, because you were going to change because you're tormented soul.
Yeah, I was getting so much content. I mean, I would come on this podcast and be like, I can't get that guy out of my apartment.
Yeah, how does it feel to be, you know?
Well, New York went to, so she has new torment.
I was
she can't
say,
watch.
Yeah. She's got so much content.
Yeah, now she's getting homeless guys throwing.
There's no such thing as, you know, pure unadulterated joy and happiness.
No.
I mean, life's always going to throw something your way that's going to bum you out.
Don't you love it when somebody complains and they compare their scenarios to like other people? They're like, I would love to just sit at home all day and be taken care of and just do my own thing and just relax and just be like a normal person. And I sit there and go, that doesn't sound like anything I've ever known.
No, yeah.
Who gets that? Like, no, everything's work, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, even like, again, I've talked about this all the time. Instagram models, They're both never working and always working.
Right.
Because they don't have a job, but they can't enjoy the Mayan ruins. They got to wonder, like, okay, what's a good area of these this ancient ruined civilization
that
where
my
ass is going to light fire? Like, you never can think, if you think about anything but your own ass at any time, you are losing money.
Yeah.
The lighting here at the Eiffel Tower sucks because there's just too much shade on my butt for this picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough foam. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think that's something I could do. Because when I'm off, I like to be off.
Well, you were anti-butts.
I mean, it's like, it's just, I feel like the butt market is so oversaturated at this point.
Yeah, I'm shocked that butts beat out boobs. I'm really shocked. I mean, I guess I'm not shocked, but.
They'll make a comeback.
I hope not. I don't have boobs, so I mean, I don't plan on purchasing them either.
Right. Although apparently feet are making a run.
Right.
Yeah,
feet.
They're
having their own moment.
Yeah.
They're having their own moment.
I do have feet.
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Yeah.
You could, and that's like non-invasive, I feel like. It's just feet.
Yeah, but people.
Picks, though, if you just do picks.
I don't want to, I don't want to give
there
people.
Shaq did it. Shaq did feet, and he made, I mean, literally, I think he made a couple mil or something, but that's like sprinkles on his billionaire.
He sold pictures of his feet?
Yeah, it was like for charity or something.
Okay, well.
Shaq's one of my favorite people.
Shaquille O'Neal did it. You could do it.
Yeah, but it's different. No one's going to show up at Shaq's house for him.
Yeah, I'm also
Timf
sure.
Timf is like someone will try to take her feet as like a rabbit charm.
Would I get a phone call from Fox if they found out I was selling feet pics on the side?
Yeah. How much do you think somebody would pay for?
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
Our audience?
For charity.
I'm willing to say seven figures.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say someone would pay seven figures. But again, they get to cut one off and wear it as a keychain. Yeah,
right. I told you, hey, you're selling
lucky rabbit's foot. In a glass box.
Lucky cat foot.
Stay tuned, because we got some crazy stuff coming up right after this.
Okay, so someone offers you $1 million tax-free in cash, and you have to cut off a body part, and they can put it in a glass case in their house. What would it be?
I would do a toe.
What?
I would do a toe.
Devin is completely excited and disgusted all at the same time.
I'm like,
all right, Devin, choose.
Your toes are, your feet are all
there
about balance and stuff. I'd probably do like a pinky.
No, you wouldn't.
You really want to be the three fingered girl?
Yeah, like I mean,
just think about it. How you look at that? Look, take your pinky and just put it out of the way. No, no.
I would do my baby toe.
Yeah, sure. I don't think my...
I don't really need it.
I'd give him my beard.
Actually, is that a body part?
Yeah, it's part of my body.
Right, okay.
I would honestly give a toe before I give my hair. So
yeah. Well, your hair can grow back, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It
takes a while.
Yeah.
I've been growing up a
while. Shave your head or just cut a piece of hair?
I give like one strand of hair if I have that option.
Sure.
I'm sure they're going to be clever.
I'll dig out my shower drain and send that to you.
Hair
no problem.
Does not work.
Take a look at my brush.
I think if I had the part with anything, it would be like a middle toe. Because I think you need the pinky for balance. I think because you have three... I think you could lose one of the middle
ones.
Yeah,
but I like to wear sandals. Like, today I'm wearing sandals. I like to wear sandals, so you can't see the pinky toe.
So do you want $1 million, Devin, or not?
Tax-free.
Yeah, but, like, nobody... If you're walking around the street and somebody looks at your toe and sees your middle toe missing...
Then they won't want to kidnap you.
What if they say they want one of your eggs?
So you want...
Oh, no.
You want attention from strangers. You want attention from strangers on your feet on the street.
Yes.
So you don't want to... Like, to me, that actually seems like a plus.
Yeah.
To not
just sell an egg, Devin. Sell
that
an egg.
That seems like a, like, Devin sees it as a negative.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I give up a toe when I'm walking down the street in sandals, people won't be stop me and tell me how sexually attracted they are to my feet. And I just couldn't live like
amazing,
that. To me, that's a plus. But not to Devin. You're sick.
Kat, she's sitting in a restaurant with her good foot like this, like her legs across at a restaurant. And a guy across things like, oh my God, Johnson. Look at the feet on that woman over there. Look at the toes.
Yeah, Devin, like...
And then the conversation changes, and she switches, and then Johnson's throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Notice
she has no pinky toes.
She didn't say, oh, I wouldn't do it because my toes are my husband's favorite feature on my body. No. She was specifically upset about potentially losing sexually charged commentary and admiration from people,
random,
on the street.
I am literally crying right now.
Well, yeah, you should, because what you said is very sad.
Let's just unpack this for a minute. There's a lot to unpack here. Could you imagine, like, listen, honey, I need to know what you love about me. Well, dear, I love your feet.
I love the number of toes that you have.
I can do without everything else you have, but I love something about your feet just makes my day.
Specifically that there's 10 toes.
I have a ring for each one of your toes at our ceremony.
No, I'd give up a toe.
Apparently not.
What about a rib?
Do you just walk around? Because the summer's not that long in New York, so you just walk around all summer on the street just waiting for people to notice your feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would do like one of my middle
toes. I just feet are like, I don't know, they're weird to me.
Apparently.
Okay, let's up the ante. $1 billion for an arm or a leg?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't need
$1 billion. You could literally grow a new one in a lab.
I don't know that I need $1 billion either.
I could use $1 million for
a
toe.
You could buy giraffes with $1 billion.
Yeah.
You could literally.
I'd like to have a penguin, a house penguin.
You would definitely have that.
Yeah, but you could buy that for $1 million. Cut off two toes.
If I got $1 million and I blew it all on a house penguin,
And her argument is, bro, I got 9 more chances.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know how many toes I have?
Poor cat walking on her heels all through work. You would walk like a penguin.
Yeah, exactly. Then my penguins would. I would feel much more at home.
Dream would be reality. The problem with penguins is that they're really dirty.
They smell.
Yeah. They eat fish all day. And certain ones are little monsters. They commit murder and adultery, and they steal a lot. Like you gotta pick the right penguin.
Did you see the story a couple of weeks ago where the penguins at the zoo got like new? They had budget cuts, so they had to get less expensive fish for the penguins, and they refused to eat. The penguins refused to eat the cheaper
fish.
Yeah,
penguins ain't stupid. Yeah,
they were like,
they want
no,
the
no,
good stuff.
Yeah, they were like
What's
trying to force
gold
feed
fish?
Them.
Yeah, where's my caviar?
Smart.
I think if you get budget cuts, there's other things you can cut besides food for animals. Like, they're already incarcerated. if that's the case, where you have food, just open the cages up and be like, welcome to Jersey, fellas. Beach is that way. Good luck. Avoid the sharks.
The penguin, I would also need, a penguin attending staff.
Yeah, right. That's crucial.
Full time.
Yeah.
And finding an Eskimo in New York can be difficult. So you're going to have to outsource somebody from that climate region.
And you need a place to keep it.
Yeah, and they need a new room.
Yeah, you're right. $1 billion is more of what you would need for that.
Yeah, so.
Or like a big refrigerator.
So an arm and a leg, which one?
I mean, arm, but like no.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say arm probably.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of need your legs.
It makes things easier.
Right.
Because then you can just.
But for $1 billion.
So an Instagram model, what do you think they would do if they had the choice between an arm, a leg, or a butt cheek?
I think
and
if
they
you
can't
said
get
to
a
them,
new butt cheek.
I will give you $100,000 to never post a picture with makeup, filters, or your butt again.
Oh.
They would tell you to go F yourself. Like, there was not enough money. They would break it. If you can go a year without putting a filtered picture on your Instagram, we'll give you $1 million. I guarantee you they would not make it. How many days do you think the average Insta model would make it?
I think they could make it probably like a month. Well, depending on how often some of these people post. Like
as
four
soon
times
as
a
they
day.
Touch down in Tulum, they're done. They're done. There's no way.
They would be cheating. They would find ways to try to cheat.
Yeah, like someone
their
else.
Their friend's
posted
phone.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was a repost. Yeah. It wasn't me.
I was just sitting on the couch and my friend put a filter up.
They would, yeah. They
Damn
would
have, her.
Yeah, they'd have somebody painting them.
You think that's. I think people worry about their looks way too much, but I think, isn't that when you don't have to worry about nothing else?
Yeah.
Because you think in places where, like, you have to worry about finding food, not getting shot, or being taken over, you think they give a damn if they have an ingrown hair on their face? I just feel
or
like.
Or they're missing a middle toe.
Yeah. They'd be like, I'm lucky, I have 9 left.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Perspective, you're right.
I don't think I'd miss a toe all that much.
No.
It wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, it wouldn't.
I mean, for Devin.
I'd be upset at first, probably, but then.
So how often does this happen on the street where men just come up to you and say, nice toes, baby girl?
Often.
We should probably ask Stone, like, how many times has their meal of food been interrupted? Like, sorry to bother you.
I know. It's
just
want to
put this out there.
I have to wear closed-toed shoes when I'm out. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Apparently not. Apparently you don't.
Not today.
It's like a snowstorm in Devon's and flip-flops.
Hey. Hey, the people got to get what they
want. Yeah, got to give them what they want, you know? It's like...
She puts shoes on, stock market crashes. Like,
it's true.
Hope is down. Hope is down in America.
Exactly. You know, New York's a crazy place.
You know, but it is a thing, though. I mean, it is a real thing. People sell pictures of their feet, and I personally don't get it. But Judge Jeanine has an obsession. She's obsessed with Oreo cookies, and one of her staff.
Yeah, you guys talked about it last week.
Yeah, and I caught her. I took a bag of... not a bag, those things, a bag of Oreos. But I took one away from her today because my job is to keep her from eating Oreos because I have nothing else to do all day, apparently. And I took
it away
from her.
It's an important job.
By the time I crushed them and threw them in the trash can, I turned around. She had another bag, another thing, and was eating them again.
Right,
like,
in front of you?
How are you doing this? I took that away from her. I went to my office and came back to come down here. She had him again. I was like, what?
She's just taunting you at this point.
I think she like is buying them herself. And, you know, she's not taking them from the
staffer. Her staffer said that they need to put her on the Obsession TV show. And I said, just eating Oreos isn't enough. Like, because they have people on there who like make love to planes.
Yeah.
So you really got
to be like, she really likes Oreos.
That's just not enough.
I'm not DVRing that.
Yeah. So,
she needs to have to like eat the wrappers of the Oreos, not just the
Oreos. Well, that's disgusting, Devin.
Yeah, but,
like, we need something smutty. We're trying to sell, Devin.
Oh, well.
So I said, well, are you going to take a bath in milk and fill it with Oreo cookies? Most people would be like, oh, no. She sat there.
She
was
thought
like,
about it.
Then she said she came back with, well, Cleopatra took baths in milk. I said, well, there you have it.
We need to get the judge on.
So,
yes.
Hey, investors out there, pay-per-view, Tyrus and Timf present.
Yeah, sponsored by, presented by Tyrus and Timf.
Judge Jeanine's Oreo milk bath, where you, for a small fee, can throw Oreos in her giant, and it's a milk carton.
Yeah.
She's in a giant milk carton. Like the old strip clubs had the giant champagne glass. She'll be in some form of glass with milk filled in it, and you can throw Oreos to her and she'll jump up and eat it. Very much like
The budget is for this.
Yeah, because obviously we need at least.
Tyrus and Tim presents.
We need at least probably 90 gallons of milk.
Yeah.
Fat free.
I might need to start
2%.
Selling some toes.
Yeah, oh gosh. Or just feet pics.
Yeah.
We don't need to break the bank. And then we obviously would see if we get Oreo to sponsor that. Or just go to the dollar store because we can get Oreos
from
the 80s.
Brand.
Yeah. There's no expiration date on Oreos or Twinkies. So.
Not really.
But I think this is coming together.
I think like we've really only scratched the surface of what we can do with the Tyrus and Timf brand.
Yeah. It's unbelievable what you can do.
And
I
we'll
heard
do
about
a
the
prequel.
Socks last week, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we can do a prequel of how she fell in love with Oreos.
Absolutely. Her origin story.
Yeah, because she's very proud of the fact that she's obsessed with Oreos.
Butterfield's going to be so upset when we have to take a week off to
because
film Tyrus and
Timf
Presents.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And then we got to get a good voice. Maybe get David Attenborough to do the voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're doing Pierce this week.
Yeah.
So maybe you can. He knows everybody. Like, test him.
I'll throw the whole segment. Say,
just
hey, listen.
Just throw it at him.
Yeah. This is no longer your show.
Listen, Pierce. Breaking news. Hell of an opportunity for you here.
Yeah.
We'll discuss more at our show in September. I'm going to start just inviting random celebrities on their shows every time I do a show. America's Newsroom. Oh, that's a great. Yeah. Just 1 second about the fiscal thing in America. Hey, Dana and Bill, I don't know what you guys are doing in September, and then I'll just use my airtime to plug the show.
There you go.
Because it does work. I did break, my little wrestling figures thing.
Yeah.
Broke the record. I have the highest sales of wrestling bendy dolls ever. I'm number one.
So. Amazing.
So, and the deal was, they're like, if you can, because they're like arrogant, like, well, you know, if you can sell like 1,000, you know, we'll do whatever, the next one you can do yourself. I said, okay, cool. So I can make a Tyrus and Timf action figure set. And they were like, yeah, we'll do it.
There you go.
So
amazing.
You heard it here first. Yeah. What did you guys learn today?
I learned that Devin really loves her feet.
Yeah, I learned a lot about
as much
you.
As everybody else does.
Yeah.
I learned
it's
about...
It's like you can't look away. It's like Costanza when he was the hand model.
Yeah, I learned that Devin likes foot attention from strange men on the street.
No soccer for you, young
specifically.
Lady.
Specifically.
And I learned that you guys are having a show on September 23rd.
Wow.
And you should get tickets.
Yep.
You should go get tickets right now.
Yeah. Ticketmaster.com.
It's been to my Twitter profile. It's on my Instagram bio.
Yep, it's everywhere.
Google it.
Go for it.
Have fun. Because we are.
We're going to have fun, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Special guests and stuff. Devin and her feet will be there.
Yeah,
to open.
We'll have a slideshow of Devin's foot pics.
Just behind us.
The entire time.
Click.
No contact.
Click. Just
yeah.
And let's try this in some different lighting. Click. That was one of the best. I don't know if you guys watched South Park, but that was one of the best ever when Cartman had taken pictures of Butters asleep and he had him in all different lightings and stuff. It was pretty funny. But random thought by Tyrus. I need to eat. I had like
You gotta get your food. That Nick brought.
Yeah, and I learned that Nick really is high on himself. He thinks he's better looking than Tom Brady. Yeah. The nerve of that.
Quite
guy.
A statement.
Yep. For more podcasts just like this, you can catch us at not yet. We haven't taken over yet. Hostile takeover coming soon.
Yes.
Beware, Murdoch. You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Tyra. She's the Tim.
I'm the Tim.
Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.